Eric Pettigrew was raised in South Central Los Angeles. It was a place where the relationship between the police and the community historically was pretty tense.
And when I was four, we had the Watts riots. And so, you know, cops, and there were the National Guards, you know, and there was just the tension, and, you know, there was a lot of racism, you know, back then as far as the cops and the community. And so the perception of cops, on the most part, was not very good.
Today, Pettigrew represents Washington's 37th legislative district, parts of Central and South Seattle, Renton, and Skyway. He's had that job for 13 years. At the beginning of this year's legislative session, the Washington Council of Police and Sheriffs gave Pettigrew its Legislator of the Year award. The organization cited Pettigrew's open-door policy for law enforcement. Jeannie Yandel went to Pettigrew's office in Olympia. She asked him how his perception of law enforcement has changed since he first took office.
It really changed, and it hasn't changed since when I worked for Mayor Norm Rice. I was one of the deputy chiefs of staff on public safety, and my responsibility was overseeing the police department and the fire department. And so I got a chance to work really closely with the police officers there, specifically the gang unit. It's interesting. That's an interesting question, because once when I was about 10 or 11, we had a family picnic out in Griffith Park a number of years ago, and for some reason there was a disturbance or something was going on, and the cops were called in, and they got into like this fisticuffs, this fight with these people, you know, who were there picnicking. And my first reaction was like, oh, those cops, you know. And my dad turned to me, which shocked me, and he said, the cops are there to help you. Don't you ever do that, you know. And I was like, whoa, there's a different perspective than the perspective I initially grew up with. So that kind of opened my mind. And when I worked for Norm Rice, Public Safety, and Chief Fitzsimons was the chief at the time, I got a chance to actually dialogue with not only the chief, but the folks, the boots on the street, which are just hardworking, good people trying to do a good job and really could use a little recognition every once in a while for the work that they do. I think they're underappreciated. Not to say that there aren't some bad eggs, you know, and they acknowledge. They say, we don't want those guys in there. We want them out of here because they do give us a bad name and make our job that much tougher. So, and I think given the events in Ferguson and New York, and, you know, I think if they've got their backs up, I mean, they're a little concerned, you know, about this relationship thing. And the last thing I want them to feel is that they're isolated and that they don't have an outlet for discussion and problem solving and troubleshooting and telling their side of the story so that these things don't happen.
What do you hear from your constituents about the police officers and their communities?
Well, I mean, people are definitely concerned. We hear about all kinds of issues that pop up as far as, you know, issues around driving while black or any other person of color. But at the same time, there are police officers that are very active in all these communities. You know, they're they live in the communities. They participate as volunteers in the communities. They're coaching Little League baseball. They're supporting sports activities. So it's a little bit of what I hear is this, the overall kind of like, oh, we're concerned about the cops issue. But when you talk to people one-on-one, you see that they're a lot more active and a lot more respected in the community than not. And, you know, there's always call for more folks, more police officers in the community and the neighborhood, and especially in my district. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag.
I'm talking with Eric Pettigrew. He represents Washington State's 37th Legislative District. That includes parts of South Seattle, Renton, Skyway, the Central District, parts of Capitol Hill. You've mentioned growing up in South Central a couple of times. You've talked about the Watts riots, what kind of impact that had on your perception of policing and the cops. Was there ever a moment when you were afraid of the police?
Well, I mean, I think I mean, I'll be honest. And there's still a sense of, you know, to not put yourself in a situation in front of someone who doesn't have the right perception. I mean, you're going to deal with that no matter who you're in front of, whether it's police officers or teachers or meter readers or whatever. But when it comes to the police officers, it's really important because they carry the certain level of authority, and they also have a weapon. And so it's important for me and for my kids that they understand that you follow the law and that you do what officers tell you to do. And if they do something wrong, then your job is to survive that, get back to me, and then we'll take care of it from there. So yeah, it is an issue that unfortunately that we and I think as African American males have to keep in mind. But I think it's an issue for that small occasion when you do run into that officer that doesn't have the right perspective or sees things differently or sees you differently, that you have to be prepared for. Now, I've been stopped by the cops sometimes for going too fast, you know? It's just like, you know, I might be upset, like, why'd you stop me and not him, you know, or something. But the bottom line is I was breaking the law. And then I've been stopped on some questionable times too, not necessarily in Seattle, but some other parts of the country. But I followed whatever the direction was of the officers. And then when it was all said and done, then if I felt like something was wrong or something was wrong done to a family member or whatever, then we took the right action, which was to make the complaint, to find out exactly why we were stopped, you know, to really confront the situation. And those police agencies have always been open to that. They haven't been resistant to it at all. They've always listened to the input, taken it back, followed up on it. Not to say I've had a lot of them, but I've had a couple. So that's just kind of the way that at least I've taught my kids, and that it's just the way it is.
You just got an award recently from the Washington Council of Police and Sheriffs. Mm-hmm. What did you think? What was your reaction?
I was pleasantly surprised. Yeah, I was very, you know, and the only reason was because I had gone to them a few years ago, and they had supported and actually were kind of the stewards over this auto theft pot of money in the budget. I mean, they had accumulated maybe about $4 million or so in there. And back then, when we were short in the budget, I think it was 2007 or something, eight, we were down by billions. And we were sweeping all the accounts, you know, all the accounts in the state budget. And I went to them and I said, I know we're going to sweep your account, but can we use $3.5 million of it to go towards youth intervention, gang intervention for folks, young people who have been in gangs, who can also go talk to young people and get them out of gangs or steer them away. And they supported me on that. You know, so, I mean, I was really appreciative of that. And that dialogue and that relationship kind of carried on from that point on. So anytime that's why I always had an open door policy. They gave me $3.5 million to help young people not be a part of the criminal justice system. And so when they'd come in and we talk, and like I said, we didn't always agree on everything, but I would definitely listen and support them and things I agree with.
I'm talking with Eric Pettigrew. He's a representative for Washington State's 37th Legislative District. That includes Rainier Beach, Rainier Valley, the Central District, Skyway, Renton. When you think about what you're going to be doing in another 13 years, are you still going to be here?
You know, my fantasy is to be a play-by-play guy somewhere for a single A or rookie league ball in Washington State. That would be absolutely a blast to be able to do that. I would love to be able to do that and do this at the same time. But actually, it's really, I have a feeling that I'm always going to be doing some sort of community stuff. Because, as I mentioned, growing up in South Central LA and being there with the Watts riots, I saw my community just go from being this incredible community to this really struggling community. And I think in some psychological way, I've been trying to bring that community back wherever I am. So wherever I see the signs of a area that's struggling or dilapidated for some reason, I want to figure out a way to drive in either resources or create an environment for the community to engage and the kids to see their potential and participate and act. I think I'm always gonna have that element a part of me I think initially my kids were a driver for that, you know, trying to do everything I can to make things best for them. But I've learned very quickly that it's not only just about me, not only about my kids, but it's about the entire community.
Democrat Eric Pettigrew represents parts of Central and South Seattle, Renton, and Skyway in the state legislature. He spoke to Jeannie Yandel. The Washington Council of Police and Sheriffs recently gave Pettigrew its Legislator of the Year award.